Now we come here to where he mentions the fact in verse 11 that there is coming up against Israel this enemy, and the enemy is Assyria, coming from Nineveh. And in verse 11, we are told who it is. There is one come out of thee that imagineth evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. And I think there is agreement among all conservative Bible expositors that the invader that is spoken of here and is called a wicked counselor is Sennacherib, the king of Assyria. And you will recall that when we were dealing with this, especially in Isaiah, the 36th and 37th chapters, and I'm not going to turn back to that, but I called attention to the fact that it actually was recorded three times. It was recorded in the book of Kings, and it was in 2 Kings, the 18th chapter, and not only in 2 Kings, but we find here in this particular section that it's in 2 Chronicles, the 29th and 30th chapters, and it's also in Isaiah. And the thing I called attention to at the time, you'll recall, was that when God says it three times, we ought to stop, look, and listen, because that's what it means. When he says it once, that would be enough. But when he says it twice, and you remember sometimes he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." Well, that's extra important. But when he repeats something three times, then you can just put it down that that's all important. Now, what Nahum is doing here is referring to the fact that there would come up against Jerusalem a wicked counselor. And the story was that he sent Rabshakeh with that great army of Assyria, and you will recall that he threatened Hezekiah, and Hezekiah was absolutely frightened to death by it all. I think that the poor man couldn't sleep at night during that period that he was being threatened. And he went in the temple, though, and called upon God, and Isaiah brought the message that he won't even shoot an arrow into the city. Well, he had to withdraw because of the campaign against Egypt, and Sennacherib needed his reinforcements. But then God destroyed the army of the Assyrians. And that's exactly now what Nahum is saying is going to happen. Because you see, Assyria, during the period of Nahum, took the northern kingdom into captivity. And they dealt with him in a very brutal manner.